Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Dose. Treasury yields rose to new highs of 3.21% on the back of a solid ADP report and a booming ISM non-manufacturing data. The US 2-year Treasury yields climbed to 2.87% and global bond yields followed suit. The Italian benchmark yields fell 15 to 30 basis across the curve on more conservative budget details. Overnight, US equities were led higher by financials and industrials, with real estate and utilities on the decline. The US dollar index spiked to 96.08 and oil dropped after a larger than expected inventory build, but later rebounded. Fed Chairman Powell said the central bank may eventually boost its benchmark past the neutral level. US payrolls data on Friday may stoke expectations for rate hikes into 2019, with the jobless rate seen dropping to 3.8%, matching the lowest since 1969. The Institute of Supply Management survey of non-manufacturing firms climbed to 21-year high of 61.6 last month from 58.5. It's the highest mark of the current 9-year-old expansion and the second strongest reading in the history of an index whose roots stretch back to 1997. All 17 industries in the US, tracked by ISM, reported growth in September. Many companies saw an increase in new orders and they hired more workers. A gauge measuring employment rose to a record 62.4. The ADP private sector employment survey showed a sign of 230,000 jobs in September, well above market expectations for a 184,000 rise and also stronger than August reading of 168,000. 10-year Japanese government bond yields climbed past 0.15% towards the upper end of the Bank of Japan's tolerance zone of plus or minus 0.2%. With the yen trading weaker than 114 per dollar, there may be less of an incentive for the BOJ to intervene with bond purchases as in the past. Turkey's inflation jumps to 25%. The latest data shows inflation in Turkey surged to nearly 25% in September from a year earlier. It's the highest reading in 15 years. The Turkish Statistical Institute released the Consumer Price Index on Wednesday. The annual CPI growth was 24.5%. The size of the increase has far outpaced expectations and underscored the deep impact of currency crisis on the economy and on consumers. Moreover, Turkish PPI soared in September by the most since 2001. Prices rose almost 11% on the month, making it the worst producer inflation print since President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's AK Party took power in 2002. Hard currency Turkish sovereign bonds yields rose to 7.57%, while domestic yields rose 92 basis points to yield at 18.37%. Thank you very much and have a good day.